Radar.ca. And you can also be listening to us in the future on our podcast, where we have over 18 years now, I believe, of podcasts. Something crazy like that. I think we're getting close to 20 years.
Archives.
A lot. Another one.
Until next week, everybody. We out.
Peace out.
Hey.
CITR and Discorder present the 13th annual Victory Square Block Party, Sunday, September 3rd, from 2 to 9 p.m. This year's lineup features Needles and Pins, Dumb, Graftician, Palm Oil, Shitlord Fuckerman, Passive, and Lady Jams. Come out and enjoy the last weekend of the summer with live music on the lawn at Victory Square Park. This free all-day outdoor event will also have one-of-a-kind raffles by some of our favorite local businesses and organizations, including Mint Records, Bart on the Beach, Float House, and lots more. See you there!
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday, from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, you and I rocking with the best. 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Rails, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, right?
Yo, it's Iron Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CITR 101.9, man. Turn up.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. My name is Matt. You may have been missing this show. It's been on hiatus. If you're a regular listener, you may have wondered what was going on, but I was on a bit of a hiatus over the last few months, and I'm back now. You may be a new listener, so I hope you can stick around for the next hour to get a sense of what the show is all about. Essentially, I play brand new Australian and Canadian independent music and broadcast interviews occasionally. And we are kicking off the show after some older music up front with an interview with This Way North, Kat and Leisha from that fantastic Australian two-piece. And I caught up with them at the Artswells Music Festival a few weeks back. Really fantastic to talk to. I enjoyed it. One of three interviews I recorded this year at Artswells, which you will hear over the next few weeks. But before that, we're going to play a couple of older tracks from a real favourite artist of mine out of Vancouver, Destroyer. Dan Behar has yet another song out. His Poison Season record of a couple of years back was awesome, as all his records are. He's back with another single already from a forthcoming album called Ken, with a lowercase k. We're going to play for you that brand new single, but first, two tracks from his back catalogue, so hard to narrow down. Picked a couple at random from two great records. First track we're going to hear is track 4 from The Thief record. Canadian Lover, Falcon's Escape is the song. Thief came out in 2000. And then we're going to play a track from the Your Blues record, which came out in, I think it might have been 2003, yes. We're going to hear track 2. just going to take an airplane. So here we are, Stranded, and here's Destroyer from Record Thief.
Canadian lover, don't demean yourself, though I know you and I know you mean well. Canadian lover, don't demean yourself, though I know you and I know you mean well. Beneath that starlit night, in a prairie fire, with the pioneering spirit just about to expire. Canadian lover, don't demean yourself, though I know you and I know you mean well. Canadian lover, don't demean yourself, though I know you and I know you mean well. Beneath the starlit night, in a prairie fire, with the pioneering spirit just about to expire. So what are you doing? Looking for hands that stay held up all night with the calico dancers. Why, 1,000 miles as the falcon flies, and like the wandering Jew, someone's bound to get wise with you.
The plague of other things. when you stick around. When you stick around, people like to put things in the ground. Now in my evil empire, I'm gonna be a star in the night sky above. So you think this is love? Yes, I guess so. At least something to make it. Sky is gray, call for rain. Every day you cancel the parade. Give a vaccine, fuck no, I'm just starting to get the good parts. Walk into a room and everything clicks. Bombs in the city, plays in the sticks. Bombs in the city, plays in the sticks. Bombs in the city, plays in the sticks.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
All right, thanks for tuning into the show. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show, back after an extended hiatus. This will be podcast number 306. You can catch all of our previous podcasts at the blog ozstrandedradio.com. So one of my favorite Canadian artists there, Destroyer. A couple of classics first up, one from the Thief record, Canadian Lovers, Falcon's Escape. And then it's going to take an airplane from the Your Blues record and then a brand new single called Skies Grey from a forthcoming album called Ken, which will be out before the end of the year. Great stuff there. Always lyrically strong and wonderful melodies from Dan Behar and the Destroyer Project. So now our first interview of the season. I went up to Arts Wells in central BC and interviewed three artists there this year. The first of which is This Way North, a two-piece band, and we've played a couple of their singles already on the show, and I was really, really determined to meet Kat Leahy. She's the drummer, and Leisha is a guitarist and singer, and I've known Kat for some time. She actually is a publicist as well, so we've touched base on email a fair bit over the years, and finally her own project has made it this way. And there's a real fascinating story behind the how the group got together and their connection to Arts Wells. So this is a great interview to tune into. And first up, we're going to play for you Head Above Water. That's one of the singles from This Way North that we've played in the past. And let's hear it again.
Taste. I'm pouring myself down the rapids.
That's a single from This Way North, an awesome two-piece from Melbourne, Victoria. I caught up with Kat Leahy drums and Leisha on guitar and vocals just a few weeks back at Artswells. Have a listen now. All right, so we're here at Artswells for another interview, 2017 Artswells. I'm here with Kat and Leisha from This Way North, and they've played in Artswells for the first time. Hi, guys.
Hey, man.
This is quite historic because you're here during the wildfire seasons.
Yes.
And you just passed through my town where I'm living,
yeah.
Williams Lake. Can you tell us what that was like?
It was interesting because we drove that day from Prince George down into Williams Lake, and it was a clear blue sky in Prince George, and we kept getting closer and closer to Williams Lake, and so seeing the smoke just become thicker and thicker and the sun disappearing more and more, and it was kind of a little bit apocalyptic, to be honest.
Yeah.
It was a little bit pretty scary. Really eerie.
Yeah.
Eerie feeling. But we got there, and you know, it was nice to be able to get down there and play some music, and you know, we've both been in my community, my home community back home is was severely affected by the 2009 fires, so you know, I knew the feeling that was what was going on in the town, and it was nice to be able to provide a bit of a distraction to stop thinking about it, so we were happy to be there.
So where is your home community? I think I was out of Australia at that time. Where were those fires?
It was the Black Saturday.
Yeah, it was the Black Saturday ones. That my hometown's Alexandra, so it's just near Marysville, King Lake, just a couple of hours out of Melbourne, and really it was an intense time, and so it was, you know, it's nice to be able to connect to the same thing up here as well. While we were playing, there was little bits of ash falling, and I looked around at one point, and my amplifier sort of covered with ash, and
wow.
So
well, there you go. The 2017 wildfires, and thanks for bringing such positivity. Listening to you for the first time last night, your music's incredible, and I've been listening to the EP, and it's different. It's different sound live, and I wanted to share my reaction, honestly. The bad parts of Australia that I don't like the John Howard side and the Pauline Hanson and stuff, somehow you displace that.
Yeah?
And this forward-thinking, positive energy that you did it for me. So I just wanted to share that.
Oh, that's nice to hear. Thank you. Yeah, that means a lot.
Yeah,
because you're an Australian band, and you're the only one here this year, I think, is it?
There's a few Australians around.
There's a couple of Australians.
But I think we're the only Australian band. Yeah.
Per se. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So well done. And my other reaction was I've been a little bit fixated on the past and the 90s and thinking that was the best time of Australian music, and it was really great.
It was a really good era of Australian music.
It was.
Yeah.
But I forgot all about that when you guys were playing, because you just seem so contemporary and forward-looking. So just
thank you. I mean, the Australian music scene is so strong; it's almost too strong. It's hard to get a leg up there, to be honest, because there's just such amazing music out there, and the amount of it is pretty incredible too. Yeah,
there's so many great quality musicians and so many really good bands that are just like really kicking it at the moment.
Yeah,
in particular.
And you've got this added perspective of Canada, and you've both been coming back and forth for at least 5 years?
Oh, at least 10 years. Well, wow. I've been probably nine years ago I toured here for the first time, and every time I've been here has been sort of with a different band. And yeah, this is, Leisha has toured over here a bunch with her old band, Jungle.
Oh.
Yeah, so I came over here in 2010, and we came for about 4 summers, and played Artswells, 3 of them, and it was it was awesome, and that's we met in 2012 here
at Artswells.
Why'd you bring it up again? You got me wondering why I'm wondering. You get so mad, but you never really explain why this is bothering you. I pretty much moved on from it. I pretty much thought you had to. I pretty much moved on from it. I thought you had to. It's a loop that won't stop.
moved on from it. I pretty much thought you had to. I pretty much moved on from it.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
So you heard part one of my interview there with Kat and Leisha from This Way North, and then another single called Pretty Much. Let's get into part two. I recorded this interview at Arts Wells 2017. And then when, because you've got a very impressive set of songs, and how long did it take to get this set together? Like,
well, they're kind of just like when we started jamming, we literally started jamming just for fun and just for a bit of a creative outlet. And for both of us, we found it so refreshing, because we literally approached playing from just like sheer enjoyment, like not with like any sort of intention in sight. Which for me was really good, because I was doing so much session work at the time. So every time I'd play, it was like learn a bunch of songs, get on stage and play. So there wasn't like a whole lot of, you know, creative input. So yep. For me, it was just a blessing meeting Leisha and being able to do that.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, because we had both come back from 2013 Canadian tour, and we were both post-tour blues sort of thing, and started just having a few jams, and it just grew really organically. We took everything really slow. We had lots of other things. I was working full time, and which was really nice. It took the pressure off, which was the best way to be able to write and to be able to be creative and things like that as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. That just made writing a joy. And to be honest, I had never really written a song since I was 16. And when I started jamming with Leisha, I was like, oh, maybe I could like have a go at writing a song.
Wow.
And then she wrote our first single, Pretty Much.
That's incredible.
Yeah, which is fun. I was like, oh, I write songs. I guess I've been sponging off so many songwriters that I've played with over the years.
It's all seeped in, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, for me, that's kind of fun. And yeah. So the collection of songs, I guess, has just grown over the last 3 years. Like, always. When we started, Leisha was probably predominantly the songwriter, and she'd come and bring a song to me, and we'd kind of workshop and arrange it together, come up with the sound. And then now we've started writing together, which is really nice. So some of the newer songs we've written lyrically together as well as musically, which is fun. Yeah.
And there's an EP out already, and you're touring that heavily in Canada and Australia, presumably. And then what's next? Like,
well, we've released two singles this year, brand new ones that are we recorded in Toronto last year.
Oh yeah.
And this year, since we've been in Canada, we're in Toronto again. We're recording with the same producer and engineer. We did an EP with them. Mm-hmm. So we'll be releasing another single later this year, and then hopefully the EP next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm sure as day you'll be back here next summer, or who knows?
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
That's the intention. We actually bought a van in Canada, so we have to be back.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have a vehicle here.
Yeah. And you have a spiritual home here, I'm sure you feel
definitely,
that.
Definitely. Yeah. We have lots of friends, and Arts Wells is that kind of festival where everyone meets up, you know, over the summer touring, and all the bands that, you know, sort of see on the road and various places meet up here, and it's just the greatest combination, and old friends and new friends, and it's just it's really amazing.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
Well, thanks so much for your time, This Way North. Before you go, I'm curious, Kat, because of your other side, the promo side, any acts, artists you'd want to mention on the show at the moment that are either on your roster or that you just love from Australia?
Well, there's definitely like Liz Stringer.
Oh yeah,
she's like a huge inspiration and a really great friend, and obviously I work with her as well. There's Liz, and I guess there's some amazing Canadian bands that we're really impressed with at the moment, like Sam Tudor.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And
I interviewed him sitting right here last year.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's the good spot.
Yeah.
And I think Twin Peaks. Just such a fun band, and they're really good friends of ours. And so I'm bringing them over to Australia in October, November.
Okay.
Yeah. What other inspiration do we have at the moment?
Australian inspiration? Look, I think the bigger ones for me are still Tame Impala and Hiatus Coyote, and also just how I love their music, but how they go about it is King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. You know, they're just prolific and releasing they're going by the beat of their own drum. They're not trying to follow the rules or play any game, because they realise that there's really actually no rules and no game. You know, this day and age, you got to think way outside the box, and they're really inspiring that way, how they go about it.
Yeah, waving the flag for Australian music, as is This Way North. And that, so the name is because of you live close together on the north of something, is that
right? We both met here in the north. And when we got home, we both lived in the north of Melbourne, like in Preston, which is also known as Northcote.
And we sort of both realised we gave each other a little bit more direction creatively again once we started playing music.
Yeah. Well, excellent stuff, and all the best for onwards and upwards.
Thanks so much.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And you're here on Stranded with your host, Matt. So another track there from This Way North. They've released two singles this year, and that is one of them called Pressure. And you heard before that part two of my interview with Kat and Leisha. I recorded that interview at Artswells Festival 2017. I highly recommend two things. One, that you check out This Way North because they're a fantastic band, one of the best Australian live bands I've seen here in BC. They are at thiswaynorth.com. And I also recommend you check out Artswells. It's such a fantastic festival, great spirit. It's really accessible. It was hard this year, of course, with the bushfires, the wildfires around Williams Lake and the Caribou region, but luckily they held out and didn't get close to Artswells. So that was This Way North, the first of the three out interviews that I recorded this year. You can catch all of our interviews on the show blog. We have an archive there of all the podcasts and interviews. The blog is ozstrandedradio.com. And please do follow us at facebook.com/ozstrandedradio and Twitter. We're at ozstranded. All right, now it's time for some more new Australian independent music. First up is an artist who got in touch with me from Brisbane, Australia. There's a band called Sir Reginald, and they have a single called Stand Up. You're going to hear it right now. And then another couple of bands that reached out. There's a split single, or split, I guess, an EP. There's two Melbourne bands, Shiny Coin and Spit. So they have a few tracks each on this record, and I'm going to play a track each from each of those bands. So Brisbane and Melbourne bands up right now. First, Sir Reginald out of Brisbane.
is Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
From Parts Unknown.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it. Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmos collide.
Break your fingers.
You're tuning into Stranded. Some new Australian music there. First up, a band out of Brisbane called Sir Reginald. You can have your songs played here on the show. Please get in touch. Just like Jake from Hungry Spaniel Records, he sent me a message and he let me know about the Sir Reginald single. And I found out also about the split EP between Melbourne bands Shiny Coin and Spit, because I received an email from a gentleman named Shani. So we're here, AustraliaRadio.com. You'll find an email link. Please get in touch if you're an independent artist from Australia or Canada or New Zealand, and we can air your tracks. So first up there was Sir Reginald out of Brisbane with Stand Up, and then Shiny Coin with Catfish and Spit with Pinch Hitter, and both of those tracks are on the split Shiny Coins and Spit split EP. Another person who got in touch with me is an independent artist out of Edmonton called Josh Sahunta, and we're about to air his brand new single, Sing Me to Life.
singing it sweetly. Sing me back to life, singing it sweetly. Sing me back to life, singing it sweetly.
Despair, the monster has won, and I just can't.